Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 125 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have another great question from Kristen, but before we get to that, I want to thank today's sponsor, because without these sponsors, this show wouldn't even be existing right now. FreshBooks.com. If you don't know what FreshBooks is, it's an amazing, easy-to-use cloud-based accounting solution that can help you with invoicing, with keeping track of expenses, keeping track of your income. Anything financially related in your business should be going into FreshBooks.com, not like Excel or just an email like it was with me in the beginning. I seriously wish I got started with FreshBooks much sooner. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section, you get to use it for free and just see exactly how much time you could save and how easy it is to use. So again, getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About It section. Awesome. Now, let's get to today's question from Kristen.
Hey Pat, my name is Kristen. I have a website called We'll Travel for Vegan Food. My question is, I'm planning to launch my very first podcast in just a couple of months, and I was wondering what your opinion is on using the content of my podcast to also double as content for YouTube. Now, with this, I'm not sure if it's worth me just throwing up the audio of the podcast onto YouTube so that I can utilize both iTunes and YouTube search engines, or if I should just set up a camera and record me kind of live, if you will, while I'm taping the podcast. So number one, I'm worried that if I do the live version recording, it'll just be boring since I'll be talking into a microphone. Number two, I don't know if it's kind of a thing that's looked down on to use the content for my podcast and iTunes doubled as content for YouTube. So anyway, I was just wondering what your opinion is on that. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate all that you do for us. Take care.
Kristen, thank you so much for the question. And this is a fantastic question, because repurposing content is a great way to utilize your time, to save money, and to be able to get more eyes on your brand and more ears on your brand than you would if you were just to stick with one particular platform. I love the idea of being everywhere. A lot of people know that. That's sort of my marketing mantra. Be everywhere. Be on multiple platforms, because a lot of people don't like to be on iTunes and listen to podcasts. They'd rather watch videos, or they'd rather read posts. So you could even go beyond just taking your podcast content and putting it onto YouTube. You could take your podcast content and make it a blog post in terms of your transcript. You know, you could transcribe it. So there's a lot of things you could do with that. But I want to get deeper into your particular question, because I think it's really important to understand that, you know, it's important to be on multiple platforms, although I don't think it's important to be on multiple platforms right at the beginning. That's the first thing I want to mention. It's cool to be everywhere, but you don't want to be everywhere right at the beginning, because you're just going to spread yourself too thin. You know, I have a podcast. I didn't start my podcast till 3 years after I started my brand. Before that, it was a YouTube channel. And before that, it was the start, which was the blog. So, you know, sequentially, I got into every sort of platform that you should be on, but not all at the same time. Next, you have to understand the context or the actual platform and what that platform is best used for. Podcasting. People will often listen for much longer than all these other platforms. Blogging, someone might spend 10 to 15 minutes reading max. for YouTube, I mean, it's much shorter. I mean, most of the most popular videos are between 2 and 10 minutes long, if that. But podcast people can listen up to an hour for. So should you be putting your podcast content exactly how it is into YouTube? I definitely don't think that should be the case. There are a lot of people who do that, but I've never seen anyone who is crushed at doing that. I've never seen anyone who has had, you know, thousands of listens on their podcast and thousands or more views on that same episode on YouTube. It's always been a complete, almost insignificant fraction. Although there are some views there, which is important. But I think there's a better way to do this. And this is something that I've been thinking about doing myself. Honestly, I haven't done it yet, but this is what I would do. I would take a podcast episode, a great one, and I would find the best parts of it. I would cut out maybe 3 minutes worth of content. Maybe it's the best part and it's just one single part of an interview or one question that I asked the person I was interviewing and their response, just the best one. Or maybe it's highlights from that particular episode. You know, 3 minutes worth max, maybe even 2 minutes max. Just a short video is what it's going to be that has the audio of the best parts of that podcast. And on video, it could be my face. And again, if you're only watching 2 minutes of it, it's not bad. I think you were right. If you're watching, you know, 30 plus minutes of just a talking head, it's not going to be, you know, there's people are going to not watch you the whole time. You know, they're going to put it in the background. They might as well be listening to your podcast, right? Because they're not going to see your face. They're going to be doing something else and they're not going to pay full attention to it. But you want to put something relevant onto that particular video. So, you know, this helps because you're taking 2 to 3 minutes of your podcast, putting it on YouTube. That's the audio. What's going to be shown? Something relevant, something moving, something interesting. You know, I don't know what that is exactly. It could be slideshow, for example. Maybe it's slides related to that particular topic that that person's working on. In an ideal world, you would do one of those, you know, you've probably seen these videos before where there's a hand and it has a black marker on a whiteboard scribbling really fast and drawing pictures and this person's talking. It creates these really interesting illustrations, which you can't not look at. You can't not pay attention to that. And that's the ideal sort of situation. If you were to take 2 minutes and have somebody do that for you, there are programs that do that for you. You could pay someone to do that for you. Might not be worth paying someone to do that, but that's sort of, I'm just giving you the extreme of that. That's the ideal, I think, because it holds their attention the whole time for those 2 to 3 minutes. It gives them important concepts. It actually provides value. I think that's the most important thing you want to realize here. If you're going to be on any platform, you want to provide value and you want it to be a unique experience as well. So you can take the audio content from your podcast, just a short snippet of it, maybe highlights, or again, like I said, just, you know, a 2 to 3 minute portion of an interview with a great answer. And you could still be providing value on YouTube with that audio and some type of video that goes along with that. Slideshows, images. For example, if someone is doing an interview or you are doing an interview and they're talking about a particular scene or a particular location, you could show that location. That adds value. So you can think of it that way. The talking head, not a good thing. And I think if you were to just repurpose exactly one-to-one, the audio, and just put it on YouTube and just put one screen up that says, hey, here's my website, go visit it, and it's just that the whole time, nothing's moving, or if it's just a talking head, I do think that that's looked down upon. You know, that's frowned upon. So, Kristen, I hope that answers your question. I hope that helps a lot of people out there. I think hopefully this episode goes out there and people are like, wow, that's a great idea, because that's something I want to do myself, and I've heard that. You know, I haven't really seen anyone do this yet. And hopefully this starts, you know, this sort of trend on YouTube with taking podcast episodes. And, you know, I think the only thing stopping people from doing it and what is stopping me from doing it is that it's just another thing to do. It takes time. But if you have the time, if you have the resources, or perhaps you have the VAs or the virtual assistants in place, this could be a great thing that could actually add a lot of value. These are the types of videos that could go viral and help you get more listens for your podcast and more eyes on your brand and more visitors to your website. Kristen, thanks again for the question. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. All the best of luck to you. Of course, if those of you listening, you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there from that page. Of course, I want to thank FreshBooks.com, the cloud accounting solution, helping millions of small businesses, and they should be helping you too. So if you go to getfreshbooks.com and enter show name Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section, you'll get a free trial. Seriously, I wish I just started with it sooner. You can create professional looking invoices, you can capture and track expenses, and you can get real time business reports with just a couple of clicks, which is completely handy, especially around your quarterly earning, you know, your quarterly estimate time of the year, you know, tax related stuff. You know, that's really important. So one more time, get freshbooks.com and use Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About It section. Now, finally, a quote from Vince Lombardi. And that quote is, "Dictionary is the only place that success comes before work." Work always comes before success, except in a dictionary. So true. Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.